takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Lisa.
Famous in my bedroom.
Oh, I didn't mean it!
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
So I was looking online, and we have a listener in Germany.
Nice.
We have a listener in England.
Nice. Hi.
Hi, listener in England.
Hello. Guten Tag to Germany. Tally ho to England. And then we have a listener in California.
You said we have one in Canada too.
Hang Tang.
Sweet, eh?
Hang Tang.
Hang Ten.
Ten. Hang Tang.
What'd I say, Tang?
You said Tang. With the astronaut's drink. Oh.
That's right, you know, and I know what Hang Ten means.
I do. I know servers. I have
learned last year.
Because well, go guy, ahead, tell the world.
This guy came in and he's like,
Wait, came into where?
To my job.
Okay.
He just came into my world. And he's like, dude, I got it. He always talks like that. So
really?
Like, yeah, and he does surf.
Wow.
And I said, come on in, hang 10. And he's like, you know what that means? And I'm like, you know, actually I don't. And it means like when you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think he said it means when you're surfing, you get 10 of your toes hanging over the surfboard.
That's right.
Hang 10.
You actually do like a scoot. There's like a move that gets you to the front of the board. And it's even more complicated when you ride a longboard, because I don't know how many feet they are, but like the guy that I know who surfs is like 6'2". And I'm like, how are you scooting to the front of the surfboard and hanging all 10? Like that's his thing.
Well, you're
like,
standing up.
10. Yeah. They scoot to the end of the board and they curl all 10 toes around the front of the surfboard. That's hanging 10.
Oh my god.
I have long toes. I could do that from the back of the board.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, there's an oddity about you that makes that happen, because you can like turn knobs, you can pick up forks.
I can pick stuff up with my toes.
I have long toes.
But anyway, hello, California.
Hang Tang.
Hang Tang.
Hang Tang.
Drink your
Hang
Tang.
Hang Tang.
Hello.
Canada.
Hello,
and Canada.
Canada.
A?
Yeah. A boot.
Boot in a boot.
A boot.
Listening to our show.
A.
You said you could tell where in Canada, right? Were you able to tell?
You know, no, I didn't go that far. I don't know, but we have a listener in Shanghai.
Whoa.
Hang Tang.
Do you know what Shanghai means?
No, you're going to tell me, though.
Yes, it means above the sea.
Ah.
Ah.
Let's say something to them. Mi hagen.
Nihona.
Nihona.
Ma. Nihona.
A boot.
What does that mean?
Oh, I'm stuck in Canada.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm stuck in Canada.
Oh, get out of Canada. Get out of Canada and go to North Carolina.
Oh. Whoa.
We have several listeners in North Carolina.
Yeah,
yes,
grits
we do.
At breakfast.
Wow.
Oh.
But they were instant grits.
Anything you want to say?
No self-respecting Southerner eats instant grits.
Okay. Anyone want to say anything to North Carolina?
Hi, North Carolina.
That's it?
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this radio show.
And then we have listeners in Jersey.
We're from
Joyzy. We're from Joyzy. And,
Joyzy.
Well, that's all I'm going to tell you right now, because that's all I know.
No, that's because those are the only listeners we have.
No, it's just so cool.
Oh, and let's
say
hello.
Listen to more than one episode.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah?
That's true.
Okay. Please leave feedback at imaginaryradio@optonline.net. I don't think we've gotten an email yet. It's very disheartening.
Oh, and let's say hello to Larry.
Larry!
All right. Let's move on.
You know your show sucks when you could just say hi to all your listeners in the beginning.
Oh, no.
Like, what was the name? The Magic Garden. I see Larry. I see the guy from Canada.
That was Rocker Room.
I see the guy hanging Tang in California.
That was Rocker Room.
No, it was the Magic Garden.
No. It was Rocker Room.
It was Rocker Room.
Magic Garden.
Yeah.
I have a postcard.
There was a chick, which she had the circle, and she's like, "I see this."
That was Romper Room. That wasn't Imaginary Garden. The Imaginary Garden was the two long-haired broads that sat on swings and sang.
Yeah, but they said their names at the end.
What did I say? Imaginary Garden.
Paula and Carol.
Imaginary
Paula
garden.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Paula and Carol.
We'd show. Like to say hello.
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 We'd like to say hello.
Hello.
I don't know the
hello, and how are you? I'm fine, me too, we're fine, and how are you? I'm fine, me too, we're fine, and how are you?
How are you?
Why are you not singing?
Let's go to the
I don't know it.
Pack.
Apparently, I'm talking about Romper Room.
I only know what I've been shown in clips on, like, YouTube and stuff, because
I love that.
They had a reunion show about...
Thanksgiving.
It was probably, like, mid to late 70s when it was on, right?
Yeah.
Late
right.
70s.
Yeah.
I was...
It's on Channel 11. Yeah. Channel 11's headquarters was in my hometown. They had a
WPIX.
Like, yeah, WPIX is located in 223 Montrose Avenue, Rutherford, New Jersey. I'm like, oh my god, I live across the street from Channel 11.
It's somebody's house now.
It was FDU. I mean, that was FDU back then. Shut up. Ah, that was FDU, and then
totally a pirate.
Arr. The it was on their campus, and it had a little WPIX logo outside, and
cool.
That's where they would broadcast from.
The people go outside and
wait,
go,
Pix
was
is great.
But Pix.
What?
No, that's not that little radio station that's like in the middle of Route 7.
No, I pass by that every day when I go to work. I love that station.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
See, the difference between C and CE on a calculator.
Oh, I hate calculators. I hate the little M. You know what?
Plus,
I hate it.
When it comes up, it's like the kiss of death.
Yeah, because no, I'll be typing blah 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 blah.
Now you can't do anything. You're destroyed.
Blah 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 M. Like, no, go away. Hit
over.
The C. Can't get it away.
No, M is you're done.
Stop. Why do I? Why are you there? I don't even know what you mean. You probably mean something.
Memory,
you know.
I think.
I don't know what
game
you mean.
Over. It means
but
you can't calculate anymore.
M minus doesn't destroy you. I have to turn power off and then wait and then power on and then I'm okay again. But if you do the power on and off too fast, M is still there. And you know what? I don't trust my calculations when M is there. Because I'm like, you know what? It may be changing my calculations a little bit. And I don't trust it. I don't feel comfortable.
That's why I use a Texas Instruments 1974 calculator, which I still use to this day.
That's why I use my brain.
There's no M's
involved.
But I don't know what the difference between C and CE is. I hit them both.
No, you
clear.
The one is clear, the last entry, and one of them is to go back to zero.
I hit them
clear
both.
Everything.
But
clear
I never clear
all.
The last entry.
But sometimes it's clear
I don't trust
CA,
that.
Clear all.
It doesn't matter. I hit both of them. Like
so
this.
Do I.
I sit there and go, C,
until I get to zero a few times, and then I...
It's like scroll lock. What is scroll lock? It's a button that if you accidentally hit, you can't do anything. And then it's like, okay, you must have hit scroll lock. And then you hit scroll lock, and then you can do everything. It's a dumb key that was from the year of the flood.
Or num lock.
Num lock's okay. Like, okay, I hit num lock, and now I'm moving up and down. I'm trying to type numbers. That's different. But scroll lock, you're like, my computer's broken. Bring in the IT guy. And then you hit scroll lock, and you're like, all right, you're good to go. But and it's like, scroll lock, apparently it's... It makes you use the number side to scroll the screen up and down.
Okay.
It's stupid. They should. I've never had the ability, the need to use a scroll lock. I'm just saying. So scroll lock bad. C and CE. I hit them until I get zero. Thank you.
And out with the M.
Now with the M.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
You have tulips growing in your yard.
No, they're called crocuses.
The purple ones?
They look like tulips.
No, the crocuses.
The ones around the tree or the ones in the front yard?
No, the ones that are just randomly...
Crocuses.
And you know
were
what?
Planted?
No, and yeah. This is the thing that annoyed me about crocuses. When we first moved into the house, they popped up. And I'm like, well... And Alicia's like, I like them. They're pretty. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want them there. Like, I want...
Yeah, but I did
no,
think
really
they just
I like
pop
them.
Up wherever they want.
Well, that's the thing. And, like, I want... When I plant something, I want it to be in a certain area, confined by a fence or
oh
a little
goodness.
Rock wall.
All right, Mr. Nature. Seriously.
No, listen. This is my thing. And so... And I like symmetry. And these things are popping up, like, one, two, three. Like, There's a purple one, there's a white one, there's a yellow one with
you
white...
You should really hang out with Billy.
There's white petals.
You two would
petals.
Get along famously.
I think the room might explode.
It probably would.
But anyway, so they came up and I saw them and I'm like, well, I'm going to move them. Like, they can't be there. Like, they're in the middle of the lawn. Like, how am I going to mow the lawn and everything? So
you got outvoted, didn't you?
Well, Alicia's like, no, don't touch them. I love them. Whatever. And I'm like, yeah, so I was stuck. And then I realized that crocuses, I guess maybe because of their name, they croak. Pretty quickly. So, like, within,
good. So
within,
you should
like,
be happy.
Within 2 weeks, they're gone.
It's
so,
less than 2 weeks.
I think they're spelled a little differently than C-R-O-A-K-U-S-E-S.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they croak.
Just mow them.
Well,
whoopsie, Alicia.
I was thinking about, like, you know, digging them up and planting them in a certain area, but then I realized, you know what?
They live for a week and a half.
Exactly. Yeah, so cares? It's like, you know what? Let them come up, let them live, and then they die, they croak. And that's
well, they're
the
back.
End. I know they're back. They come back every year, and they do come back better than before. Sometimes they're, like, spotted, and they have, like, stripes and stuff. I don't know what they're trying to do. I think they're just trying to show off and make me upset.
Are you good? Are you good at gardening?
I like gardening.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah, no, yeah, that is not the same thing. Are you good at it? I'm horrible at it.
I'm not that good at it.
My grandfather...
I'm not surprised you're horrible at it.
No, I mean, neither. But my grandfather was just, like, the whole backyard... We used to eat out of the backyard. Like, he would grow everything. And the whole backyard was a friggin' farm.
The more you tell us, the more we understand...
Exactly.
...the Brian of today.
So then I remember from episode whatever, I talk about the headstones that I buried, and then
yeah.
I put flowers on them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. It was Sunshine Hill.
Sunshine Hill. Whatever it was.
Sunflower Hill.
Because I buried them in the sunflowers. Anyway, so then the next year I said, I want to plant more flowers. What am I going to get?
With the headstone? The buried headstone?
Yeah, yeah. I made a little rock circle around it.
Oh,
where the headstones
nice.
Are, and I planted sunflowers there.
That was very nice.
So then
that
the next year
is
I said,
at rest because
exactly.
of your efforts.
Well, it gets a little complicated. So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to plant something. Yeah. I'm going to plant something the next year. So... In my garage, in my mother's garage, with it, this is the side of my mother's house, because I don't have land. I live in an apartment, so I can't.
No one will
it.
Sell you land.
Exactly.
They're afraid of what will come out of it.
So there was a box of seeds.
Ah.
So I'm like, oh, this is easy. This is great. And, you know, you look on the cover, and it's just, it's beautiful. So I'm like, all right, no problem, great. So I just dig down, like, whatever, quarter inch, half inch, whatever you got to do.
Did you follow the order directions?
No. Well, no. So I'm like, okay, so I take the box out, and it comes, and I pour it, and the thing, just the whole box comes out. It comes out like, boom, like cereal. Like, boom. So I spread it around. I'm like, okay, great. I put the dirt over, and I'm like, fine. And then I look at it, I said, I wonder how much area it covers. It covers like an acre. So I'm like, now what am I going to do? It's right, what am I, dig it out? So you should, things that grew out of there, were just it was just a big mess. And it grew like that, because I planted an acre worth of flowers within a foot radius circle.
Wow.
It
yeah,
might
it didn't
have been
come
a good idea to read the package.
No, I don't read.
No, he read it after he dumped
I,
the cereal box.
What's that called? Till?
Yeah.
I guess.
Till?
Airy.
Pour. Cover. Water. And then I watch the disaster that comes out. So now this year I'm going to plant something nice.
So the person under there is not at rest.
Two people. They're not at rest.
Were they?
There's roots going right through them from various varieties of plants and flowers.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Was this a plant that comes back every year, or was it just a one?
I hope not, because then it's going to have to dig them up and move them. I have to inter them, and then move them over.
No.
Okay.
You have
5 feet to the left.
Uninter them.
Oh, yeah. Uninter. Disinter them. I need to disinter them.
Dig them up.
Dig them up and move them, because and I don't
you
know.
You already interred them.
When do tulips come up?
Now.
Yeah.
Damn it. I like tulips.
Like, if you look around our trees, and you see... Like, it looks like big blades of grass, and then sort of next to it, it looks like almost lettuce-y.
That's a tulip?
Like, that's the tulip.
In its infancy?
Yeah.
Because I like tulips, and I wanted to plant tulips this year.
And they come back every year.
Yeah, but tulips are not the easy... It's not the seed that you pour on the dirt.
No,
it's
but you know
bulb.
What? It's a bulb, and you're supposed to dig them up in the winter and replant them.
Yeah.
We never do. We never
they
do.
Come
they come
up
back
again?
Every year.
They come back less sometimes.
I can't dig too deep because there's...
Because the squirrels eat the bulbs.
Yeah, you ever see a squirrel run, take a tulip and run away with it? It's the funniest thing. It's like, no, that's from my bulb. That cost me $2.49 and you're running away with it.
Oh,
and he's like, ah, I gotcha. At least he took the yellow one.
Do they eat them?
Yeah, they eat the bulbs.
They really?
Yeah.
Well, what else would they do? Decorate them?
Well, no, I don't know. I think maybe it's a nut. And then they go home and they bite into it and they go, this tastes like flowers. And they stop.
No, animals. Animals don't flowers. Have
I know animals.
The energy to waste on things.
I think my headache is coming back.
And now for some music from the WAG.
In the bathroom the other day.
Really?
I don't want to know anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm good too.
And, no, it's the hand dryers and things like that, and the towels that come out. And then I remember when I was a kid, and then I guess years before, remember that one towel?
The brown
one? It was a
towel.
Well, I'm sure it was white at some point. It was an actual towel.
With a blue stripe on each side, kind of thing.
And then you'd use it and dry your hands with it, and it would just stay there.
And
but
you
it was,
would pull, and like the used part would go back up inside, and you would pull new.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
There were old towel dispensers in bathrooms.
Real towels?
Yeah, that was cloth.
It was a cloth
we're
towel.
We're too young, Brian.
And you'd dry your...
I never heard of that.
You dry your hands on it, and then you just pull it up, so then the next guy, when he comes... has a dry spot on it. I guess it would just dry itself when it goes up. But I think the thing was, I mean, I just look at it from a sanitary standpoint.
Yeah, so unsanitary.
Like we're spraying ourselves with Purell 8 Ways Till Sunday and gargling with it. Meanwhile, you know, rewind 35 years and we were all using the same towels in the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, cool, but it was just like, wow.
No,
yeah.
I never had that experience.
I think real Brian and I are both grateful right now for...
Period.
Being born after the
I must have
towel.
Just been at the
me too, Brian.
Cusp
I
of
it.
It. Because it's not like I remember doing it, you know, 5 years ago. I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember.
No, I have no recollection of that.
I remember the little blue stripe on each side.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I had the, it was like the brown paper.
I
still have that.
Yeah, they still
have
that.
None. This was just it's a real towel.
That brown paper stuff is crap. It does not absorb anything. We have them at the zoo, and you can't use them.
Sometimes they in bathrooms they have like these napkin like towels whatever and they soak up a lot like they're good
those are good the paper I like white that. Paper folded
seafoam towels we have those too.
I love the ones where you just like you stick your hand under and bzz, out comes the towel like you don't even touch anything like
that. That I think maybe that's what drew me to remember that as a kid. Like now we're not touching anything.
Yeah, we're so paranoid now.
You don't go near the urinal. Everything you're walking.
Yeah, it flushes by itself.
It flushes by itself. You don't touch
really?
Anything.
Really? They flush by themselves, too?
Yes. Yep.
I'm fascinated by urinals. I know this is... Billy actually took a picture in like a bathroom one because I was like, I'm like fascinated by this concept.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I want to know why urinals have to flush. Aren't you just peeing down a pipe?
Well, no. Yeah, there's really...
You hit the wall.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, but why does it
drain or it's going
to get... Yeah. So
you want the
flush?
Streak from the top to the bottom.
But why do they go all the way to the
water
floor?
Goes down?
Down like that.
Some of them do,
well,
most
really
of them
flushing.
Don't.
That's
they don't.
Flushing.
Most of them are, you know, like from here to here.
See, that makes more sense to me.
And then it goes down a drain. Sometimes you would, the bar that I used to go to, it used to be a trough.
Yes.
And I've
you just
seen that.
Stand there.
That
I've
is
seen
not
that
good.
When
yeah.
I was a
oh,
kid.
God.
Yeah.
I had that experience. I don't
yeah,
like that.
You know, I'm not shy, but I'm like.
No dividers.
Nothing.
No, when I was a kid, my dad used to clean a place in Jersey City on 440 that had that. And there was, like, one trough was, like, what you peed in, and one trough was, like, where you washed your hands.
I thought you were going to say where you pooped in.
No, like, where you washed your hands. It was, like, one separate trough where, yeah.
And don't get them mixed up.
Like, yeah. And I could, like, see it in my mind.
Yeah.
But I never, like, I don't think I ever actually saw, like, a bathroom with, like, a bank of urinals. Because when do we ever go into men's rooms? We don't go into men's rooms. We don't.
Mm-hmm. So next time I know nobody's in there, I'll take you in there.
That's a little creepy and weird, but okay. No, Billy actually took a picture with his phone one day because we were talking about it, and he was like, I'll show it to you, you know, but he's not going to, like, take me in there.
Yeah,
nobody's in there.
They have little cakes at the
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah, he took a
picture.
I got to see, yeah.
Fun, and then, yeah, that's
it. Urinal patties.
Num-nums.
Cherry.
Oh, that's gross.
Gotta get the cherry flavor.
Yeah. Flavor?
Like it matters. Whatever,
yes.
Cherry.
Can you eat them?
Scent. But you know, when they're in there, like, it's something to aim at.
Yeah, you aim. You do some sitting on the side, you aim for it.
You destroy it. Like, if you can destroy
it. Yeah, it's
like
your 40-second Space Invaders game. Where if there's some, like, something's there hanging.
Hit it.
You'll get it. You have to.
Or if there's just, like, the six holes, like, see if you can, you know, hit everyone.
And then, when I need a second shooter, the guy next to me doesn't want to play.
That's so bad. All right, I'm in. Here's my coin.
Imagine that. Dude, I got a problem. What? Listen, I can't get this thing off the wall. I need reinforcements.
Call in the troops.
Call in the troops.
Don't go into the bathroom when Brian's in there.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's a party.
Thank you for the offer to show me the urinals, but I'd rather not watch your Space Invaders game. Thank you.
Peeing for girls is just not nearly so much fun.
No, we do not play Space Invaders.
No.
Actually, the only game we play is Don't Let Your Butt Touch the Seat.
Oh,
that's a good game.
That's good for your thighs.
The hover.
Why can't they just make it like a like almost like a trough down the bottom and then just like a backrest?
So they do. It's called a toilet.
Yeah.
No. What I'm saying is, like, you know, okay, the bottom is just like the splash zone, and you just kind of lean like this.
Oh, so your butt doesn't actually hit.
You're not touching nothing.
Because men or women?
For women.
Because we don't have, like.
And you can play.
We don't have one of those things that you have. We can't aim it. We don't.
You can aim it. You just gotta. You gotta aim
this
it with
visual,
your...
I don't want to see the visual anymore. Please
no,
stop.
The visual's good.
Stop.
Aim it with your
stop.
Thigh.
I feel sick.
I'm gonna get sick. All right, you're gonna ruin my curtain. You're gonna put a big black mark on it. Oh.
I like my idea. Patent it. Non-touching women's trough. Lean against.
No, if
wiggle
you
the hip.
You're gonna get it on your
women,
leg.
You too can play Space Invaders.
You're gonna get it on your leg if you do it that way.
No, you're not.
You are.
No, you're not. Maybe at the end when it's dribbling out.
No, it depends.
Probably.
I did learn the art when I worked at camp as a late teenager of how to pee in the woods, which obviously requires some aiming and muscle control to not pee on your socks or your legs. But not every woman
has
this gift.
Has the gift.
Has this gift of aiming.
Yeah, but if we had it in bathrooms and they'd
because you can just move yours and aim it wherever you want.
I know. It's fun. It's fun.
How about the paper toilet seats? You can put that down, but then it can stick to your butt.
They don't always have those.
No, they don't always have them. You have to make it out of toilet paper.
Yeah, which is better, I think. Sometimes.
I don't go to the bathroom in public places.
Huh? I go to the bathroom everywhere.
You
I know.
Don't?
I mean, if you, no, I did not. In a, I just I don't have to.
Oh, like
so
you're
I,
talking about poo.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll space invade like, every place. Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me with my bladder? I know every bathroom up and down the parkway. I have to stop 15 times.
They're going to put a plaque above the urinal.
I know every
top
bathroom.
Top score in Space Invaders.
On Route 35.
Multiple times.
If I have to stop there, I know exactly where to go. What's open, which one's locked, which ones you have to buy something at. I know everything about the bathroom. Because I have to go all the time.
Okay. Alicia has no problem. In fact, it's almost like a game to go in every different foreign place you can absolutely go in. Like, Alicia's been into the Vatican.
Oh, yes. I went in the Vatican.
Yeah.
I went in the Vatican.
Oh, my.
That's pretty cool.
Excuse me, Popa.
So when you say holy sh**, really mean it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I was bored one day, and I was on Ancestry.com, and, like, they give you hints as to who your great-grandfather is, and then, like, you review the hint, and you're supposed to, you know, review it, check dates, check birth dates, make sure, like, you know, could this person actually be my great-great-grandfather, like, if you look at the timeline that they lived in and stuff like that, you know, and you just do some research, whatever, and if you think it truly is, whatever, then you click OK, accept, and then that person goes on to your family tree. And then that person might have a hint.
Those are those little leaves, right?
The little leaves, yeah. They might have a hint. So I was doing this when I first joined, and, you know, it takes time and stuff like that. But it's neat when you actually find somebody all along your tree. But one day I was bored, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to accept every hint. So I accepted every hint. All the way up, and I'm like, holy cow, like, you know, I mean, I don't know if this is true or not, but I figured, you know, let me just accept it just to see how far I could go. I was in the 1500s, I was in the 1400s, and I'm like, this is just ridiculous. Now I just got to see how far these hints will go. It was connecting to other people's family trees. I got into the 1200s, I got into the 900s, I got into the 700s, and I'm still going. I'm like, people are starting to become, like, just a one name. Like, you know, Charles of something, whatever. I'm like, are you serious? So, like, I get into the 400s, and now I'm like, this is it. How far am I possibly going to go? 300s, 200s, 100 A.D., and then, right?
Jesus.
I was going to say that.
No, and then I go, and it goes to 60 A.D., Brainius something the third Brainius. Or whatever. I know, which is pretty funny, but whatever.
Oh, you're serious?
I'm serious. It was like, I think his name was Brainius or whatever. I don't know, but 60 AD. And you know what? I walked, I was so ecstatic when I was in the 1500s. I'm like, wow, the knights and this and all this cool stuff, whatever. I get to 60 AD and I'm mad as heck. I'm mad. Because I'm like, are you kidding me? I get all the way down here, and I can't find a relative that was alive during the time of Jesus.
Oh, you okay? So oh, you couldn't go.
That's it. I was like, after I got to, like, you know, 120 AD, I'm like,
No. That person could have been alive during Jesus' time.
No, yeah. They were born 60 AD. But I was, and I'm mad, and I'm thinking about. I'm talking to my. Friends and co-workers and stuff like that. I didn't tell them I went this far because this is just ridiculous. It's probably not even true. But they're all like, oh, wow, yeah, I have a cousin that got as far as, like, you know, the 1800s. And like, normally, no, that's wow, that's pretty cool, whatever. I got to 60 AD and I'm mad. Mad.
That's fine.
You just got to look for Jesus H. You know his birthday.
Aww.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the WAG's Imaginary Radio Show.
We had a show in Red Bank the other day, and it was late at night. It was like 11 o'clock. So I got there a little bit early. Then I just took a nap in the car, and then I went up to the show. Small nap, 20-minute nap, just before, just to, you know, get a little nap in, and up to the show.
Meanwhile,
Dan
asked me 8 times, where's Bri? Where's Bri? I said, he left the same time we did. Are you sure? Like, I know, he left from our house.
I was
where's Bri? Where's Bri? Like, you weren't going
to
show.
I was in the parking lot sleeping. But anyway, so we go up to the show.
There?
Yeah, in the parking lot, in the regular parking lot. No, in the just regular general parking for the whole town. So I'm just laying there sleeping. So anyway, we go to the show. We have the show, and our friends, what are their names, please?
Gregory and Sherry Irish.
Gregory and Sherry Irish were at the show. So they leave, I leave, and we're walking out. Now there's an empty parking lot, and we're parked next to each other.
Oh.
So I walk up to her. We'll walk up to him. Like, oh, thanks for the show. He's like, oh, that was you sleeping in the car? Because they pulled up and they're like, what kind of neighborhood is this? Because the whole side of my car is smashed in. I'm a bum just sleeping in the car. I didn't know it was me. And then, yeah, I'm like, that was me. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they just pulled away. They're like, ah, nothing.
They're never coming to another WAG show. Okay, you probably won't see them.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net. And look us up on Facebook.
Actually, I wanted to ask you about the Ancestry.com thing.
Ancestry.com.
Oh, a commercial for Ancestry.com.
Yes, join now.
Join now. I did.
You did?
Yeah. I signed up.
Wait, why did you do it? I did it.
because you
you're not allowed. Only one WAG member.
You had such an interesting. He gets on there, and it's I know what happened in 1400 with the Osterings and this and that and the other thing.
Your lineage ends with your parents. Let me guess.
Well, I can't figure it out because I get on there. I'm like, all right, I sign up. Boom, I'm in. Take my money. Okay, let me start. I know who my parents are. After my grandparents, After my grandparents, it gets a little shady. Like
Slim.
You've silenced him.
Oh.
Oh, it's this one.
That's not an egg.
That's for your joke. Anyway, no. I don't know. Like my grandfather. Like he lived in an orphanage, but he knew his father. So it was like weird.
The same thing happened to my mom's mom and her sisters. The three sisters lived in an orphanage, but their dad was
imagine
like
if
right
we're
there.
Related.
Oh God!
Oh
God!
So anyway, so I get on and I'm like, I can't find my mother and father's birth certificate. I can't find it. So I'm like, I have to be doing something wrong. So I go and I said, well, I know where I was born. I know when I was born. I know everything. So, I can't find my own birth certificate. So I'm doing something
you
wrong.
Really, you don't exist. Yeah. I don't think you exist. There's no pictures.
I know.
So I don't think you really
exist.
There's
no baby picture, so it's...
Oh.
I don't exist. But yeah,
your
I can't
mother,
find
your
it.
Your mother went into the woods and got you. You are a chimpanzee.
I agree.
But wait, yeah, they don't live in the woods. Mowgli. They live in the jungle.
Yeah, Miss Squirrel. Fucking expert.
Woo!
You know, the chimpanzees that live in Cleveland,
I just woke up. I don't feel good.
I know.
I'll throw up on you.
Goody, goody for you.
Okay, so, yeah, you have to show me how to do it. That's an awful... All
right, well, you can't... I don't necessarily think you can find birth certificates.
Yeah!
What? You found your grandfather's stuff?
Yeah, but I mean, like, mine's not up there.
Why not, though?
It's not, because... And you know what? I don't know this for sure, so I shouldn't say, but I think, like, the most recent records are not up there.
But
yes.
It should be. That's like, that's all computerized. That should be easier to find.
Well,
than
it wasn't
from...
computerized then when we were born.
No, but what I'm saying is, not long, I guess.
I don't know.
It's true. It was all paper
know.
Records.
Like,
for me, all that was up there was my name, my social security number,
oh,
my date of birth.
Oh, your social security number?
Maybe that wasn't there. But I know it was my name and my birth date.
What is your
and...
social security number?
Nice. Ask Sherry. Sherry knows, actually.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Why does she know
you? I don't know. I said it once because we were in class. This is going back, like, years ago. And somebody, teacher asked, what's your social security number, Brian, for, like, the class trip or something? I gave it. And she remembers it. Till this day.
That's really scary because what if there's other people in that class out there in the world that remember your social security number? And they're like, I need to go, I don't know, something.
Get alone.
Shopping.
Yeah.
No, just Sherry.
Just Sherry. Well, you know Sherry's honest, then.
Yeah.
I need to talk to Sherry immediately.
not sooner.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
So we have this guy who delivers, like, our shipments. The company uses, like, an outside carrier to deliver all of our shipments. And this guy, he comes, like, probably once, twice a week. Sometimes we get different guys, but he's, like, the main guy. And he comes in all the time, and he's always talking to us. Like, he's pretty happy guy, you know? He's, like, telling us about his kids and his wife and, you know... snow removal, like he just talks about whatever.
Chit-chat, just small
because he's bringing in 300 boxes on a hand truck, so it's like five at a time, so he's there for a while and you know he's talking to you as he's going in and out. So the one day I felt comfortable enough to talk to him, so the one day I said, you know, do you enjoy your job? And he's like, yeah, it's a job. He goes, I used to really love it because they paid for everything. Like, they paid for his benefits, and they contributed to a 401k or whatever, and the company changed, and now it costs him whatever it costs him for his whole family and benefits and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, well, and we've talked about, like, music and stuff before, so I knew he was, you know, a kind of a normal guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking about music, and I said, yeah, I work here part-time because they have part-time benefits. And, you know, with having our own business and stuff, it's a lot cheaper for me to work here a couple days a week and have benefits and whatever.
That's awesome. They have part-time benefits.
Yeah. It's really good.
Wow.
Really good. That's why I stayed. So I said, you know, I stay here for the benefits and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, actually, this is what I do. And I pulled out a card And I handed it to him, and I was talking to him for a minute, and I was like, if you ever get out, I'm like, this Friday we're playing a happy hour, blah, 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 it's early, I know you got the kids, and, you know, the wife or whatever. And he was completely silent. He looked at both sides, he was completely silent, he went, yeah, I don't really get out much. And he put his hand toward me with the card in it, he goes, you want this back?
Oh my gosh.
I was like, wow, I've seen them left places,
yeah.
I've seen them in the garbage, I've seen... Do you want this back? The social skills of this man. Do you want this? And then I was like, wow, now I really don't know what to talk to him about because I felt like really uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, so I just kind of clammed up and went about my business until he was
Did
done.
Did you take it
I was
back?
Like, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And then I'm like standing there holding it. I'm like, where do I put it? Like, I feel so awkward right now. Like, do I put it down? Like, right here? Do I put it in my pocket? I felt really awkward. Really, really awkward.
Oh, what a weird situation.
It was bad. And we've been through a lot, because we do, like, conventions with the business and stuff like that, and we're handing people cards, like, you know, for hours at a time. And I've definitely seen them left places. You know, you're packing up at the end of the day, and everybody's gone, and you see them, like, left places, and you're like, okay. So they didn't really care. They were being courteous, whatever. But really?
Courteous is actually taking it,
though. Do you want this back?
But in his mind, it might have been like, well, I have no use for it. Why should she pay to make another one?
And then I was telling one of the girls in the store, and she was like, well, maybe he thought he was, like, hitting on you. And I'm like, that I was hitting on him. And I was like, I don't think so, because I said, like, if you get out with your wife, like, I totally acknowledge the fact that
he's mad.
You know, and this is what I do. I just, like, this is our job as musicians, to, like, invite people to see your shows.
Right.
I'm like, do you want this back? Okay. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Okay. Where was I?
You used to work at a supermarket.
Oh, I used to work at a supermarket, and I used to pack out some products, and I noticed some funny things, and I don't know why they stick with me, but they do. And I remember on the box of Dial soap, the directions said, use like regular soap. What the heck does that mean? How else would you use it?
And what is regular soap?
I don't know.
And why is Dial not?
I don't know.
Regular soap.
I don't know. What else was there? Frozen dinners. I think it was Swanson frozen dinners. It said serving suggestions or something. It said defrost. Like, of course you're going to defrost. It's frozen.
Well, you might just put it in the oven or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that what they're saying is that their cooking time is based on the fact that it's defrosted.
Yeah.
As opposed to me, that take something frozen and just throw it in and add a couple minutes.
I guess I could.
My little chocolate cake comes out like a rock.
Oh, the chocolate cake, that was the...
I don't eat anyway.
You never ate that?
No, because I always overcooked it.
That was the best. Like, do you remember when you had TV dinners?
Mm.
It was a brownie.
It was a brownie.
Yeah.
Which I would sometimes eat before I cooked it.
Really?
Oh, okay.
It was good.
I don't know. I know my mom used to make the TV dinners, and this was the bad thing, though. Like, I always wanted the brownie, but the brownie always came with, like, whatever it was.
Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes or something like that. But, like, say I wanted something else. Like, I wanted the other dinner, right? But it didn't come with the brownie. It came with, like, an apple strudel or something. Like, and I didn't want that.
Yeah.
I wanted the brownie. So I always had to get the brownie, but then you always had to suffer with the other, you know. You always had to eat the same thing.
The brownie wasn't important to me.
TV dinners. Yeah, I remember
That's
that.
That's because you overcooked it.
Yes.
Isn't it funny how they call them TV dinners? Because, like, they know what you're going to be doing while you eat them.
You're
not going to be sitting around the table having a nice family dinner. No. You're going to be in front of the TV.
You gotta watch TV. That's how you learn your life lessons. Watching, like, Happy Days or whatever.
Brady Bunch.
Laverne and Shirley. Brady Bunch, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.